开罗马书第二章。
Beloved, please turn to Romans chapter 2.
我们从二十八节看完。
We will
29节。
Start reading from verse 28 and 29.
因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的隔离也不是真隔离，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人。真隔离也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from man, but from God.
然后请弟兄姊妹们看哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
十五节
Verse 15.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心，当用各样智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
我们再看约翰一书第二章
First John chapter 2
我们从二十四节开始
Starting from verse 24
论到你们务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里若将从起初所听见的存在心里你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。子所应许我们的，就是永生。我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。你们从主所受的恩膏，常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训，住在主里面。
Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If that what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life.These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true. And it's not a lie, and just as it is, just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
小子们呢、啊、你们要住在主里面这样他若显现我们就可以坦然无惧当他来的时候 在他面前也不至于惭愧。
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
感谢主，我们圣经暂时就读到这里。
We thank our Lord that we now pause here from our scripture reading.
在这几天我们一直交通着一个方向。
Now in these last few days, we have been sharing in one direction.
乃是说到神在他救赎的旨意的里头如何在人的中间做工。
That is how God has been working in the midst of man in his redemptive purpose.
在历史上面，他用了很多的时间。
In history, God has spent so much time.
带领着旧约的神的百姓要上神的旨意里边来跟随。
To lead his people in Old Testament to go ahead into his purpose.
但是神的百姓跟不上来。
However, God's people could not keep up.
因为他们不知道该如何去跟随神。
Because they simply did not know how to follow God.
因为在堕落的人的天性的里面有一个很自然的倾向。
Because in a man's corrupt nature, there is just such a natural tendency.
他们以为什么事情，包括属天的事情都是可以用我们自己的努力来达成。
They believe that any divine things could be achieved by their own effort.
结果以色列人走不上神的心思。
Therefore, in the end, Israelites could not measure up God's thought.
结果走出一个结局，乃是叫人感觉完全的绝望。
They came up with this final result that is so despairing.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
按照神的定义。
According to God's determined counsel.
神是要把人带到人的尽头。
God will lead man to man's end.
让人感觉没有办法，没有路，没有指望的时候。
When man actually fell, there is no path, there is no hope.
神就来显明他定规的那一个工作的方法。
It's the time when God will make known the very methods of his determined counsel.
用我们熟悉的话来讲，那是把我们带进新约了。
In the words that we're familiar with, God simply leads us into the new covenant.
在新约的里头，神的那个显明他工作的法则，就不再是在律法的要求里。
In new covenant, the very manifestation of the principles of his work is not under the demands of the old covenant.
神乃是他亲自来做成一切要做的。
God himself accomplished everything which he wants to do.
然后把那做成的结果就作为一个恩典赏赐给寻求神的人。
As a grace, he would give all those who seek out God all the accomplished work of his.
这就给我们很清楚地看见新约和旧约的区别。
So here we see clearly the very distinction between the new and old covenant.
神没有叫我们活在旧约的原则里。
God does not want us to live in the principles of the old covenant.
虽然他是让我们读很多的旧约的事情。
Even though God wants to read a lot of things in old covenant.
但是他只是叫我们去认识神如何来引导人回到他的心意这一个重点。
He just wants to lead us to the very focus that how we can come back to God's original purpose.
却没有把我们留在旧约的原则里头去行走。
He does not leave us behind in the principles of the Old Testament to conduct ourselves.
那我们让神带领，借着恩典进到新约里。
as we are led by God, according to His leading into the new covenant.
那在新约的里头，我们怎么能活出是在神的恩典里呢？
In this new covenant, how can we actually live out the very fact that we're now under grace?
这是我们在新约里头的人所必须要很明确的来领会和跟随的。
All of us who live in the new covenant have to understand this very clearly and try to keep up with God.
不然的话，
Otherwise,
那我们是人是活在新约里，活是活在旧约里。
Otherwise, we live in the New Testament, but actually our conducts are done according to the old covenant.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
So, brother and sister, this is such a serious matter.
如果我们站在新约的地位上，却活在旧约的原则里，那我们是很苦恼，很苦恼的。
If we stand on the position of the new covenant, however, we live under the principles of the old covenant, then this is such a such a vexation.On all of us.
不是说我们不努力工作。
It's not that we haven't tried so hard to pursue after God.
但是我们却没有办法能达到那个结果。
However, we are not able to reach that outcome.
我想在新约圣经里边有一个地方是弟兄姊妹比较会熟悉的。
And I believe there is one place in the New Testament that we're all familiar with.
那是保罗在加拉太书上所说到的话。
That's what Paul says in Galatians.
他说：“现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。Mm-hmm. ”
He says that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
如今我活，现在我活着，乃是因着神儿子的信实而活。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live because of the faithfulness of the Son of God.
如果我们从文字上来留意保罗说的这几句话，
If you pay attention to the literal meanings of the words Paul at once said,
我们觉得那没有难处，并且很有道理。
And we think that they should be...It should not be any problem because it's quite simple.
只是我们真的是照着他的所说的去活的时候，我们觉得这个是好像不太容易活得出来。
But if you actually practice to live according to this principle, it's not that easy.
但是保罗非常肯定的说。
But Paul so assuredly said, here,
现在活着不再是我。
It's no longer I who live,
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹们，当保罗说这一句话的时候，
Beloved, when Paul said this,
他是非常非常深刻的认识，如果我们仍然在按照旧约的那个法则来活的话，那我们的结局一定是活到活在宗教的里头。
He felt so deeply that if we still live according to the principles of the old covenant, the final end is for sure we will live in under religion.
而没有活在恩典的里头。
And we do not live in grace.
弟兄姊妹，你注意保罗很肯定的一件事情，就是说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Beloved, one thing Paul was so sure of is that I have been crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
这个话是很显然的说出一件事情，从前我所有的生活是根据我自己。
It tells us so clearly that we used to live our life according to ourselves.
虽然我自己的那个根据是根据律法，那是神的吩咐。
Even though my basis of my living is according to the law, which is also according to God's commandments.
但是那个出发点是根据我自己。
However, that very origin starting point is based on myself.
所以在我自己里面所能发表的出来的，永远没有办法 是可以跟上神的要求。
Therefore, whatever I can make manifest in me can never keep up the demands of God.
但是感谢神，现在神在我身上已经把我带到一个新的地位上。
But we thank God that now God has led me to such a place that to a new beginning.
这个地位就是新约的地位。
And this new position is the new position in the
new covenant. 那新约的地位的具体的事实是什么？
So what's the concrete effect of this new covenant?
不是凭着我自己来活了。
That is no longer I will live by myself.
那不凭着自己来活，那我怎么活呢？
Then if I do not live according to myself, how should I live?
感谢主，是因为基督因着救赎的恩典做成在我的身上，基督就进到我的里面，他成了我的生命，我的生活就根据做我生命的主。
We thank the Lord because of the redemptive grace that Christ has accomplished. He has now entered into me. So my life is according to the Christ, according to his life.
那这个事实就是新约里面的那一个，你可以说它是奥秘，也可以说它是一个秘诀。
Now, this fact, you could call it a mystery or you could call it a secret.
当保罗说这些话的时候，
When Paul said all these words,
他自己有经历的。
He himself had experiences already.
一方面是他个人的经历。
On the one hand, these were his personal
life. 一方面也是他个人的观，在神儿女们中间观察所得出来的那一个
On the other hand, these were the results of all the observations he made among God's people.
所以他在罗马书上也说了几句话是非常非常明确的。
So in Romans, Paul said many things that those are very clear.
那就是刚才一开始我们所读的那个经文。
Now those are the passage we first read.
从字句上面来说，他就说到，从外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人。
Literally speaking, that who are our Jew are not a Jew.
这个真的犹太人他是从里面做的。
A real Jew really comes out from within.
行，对割礼也是如此。
It's the same principle.
外面做的割礼不算是割礼。
Our circumcision is nothing.
唯有从里面做的那个割礼，那是对的。
Only circumcision come within is right.
因为神在我们身上所有一切的带领，不是叫我们看外表，看仪文。
All the leading that God has placed in us is not for us to look at all the letters.
是要叫我们看见那个实际的属灵的含义。
But to have us look at the true meaning of the spiritual reality.
那保罗在罗马书上所说出的这一些交通。
All this sharing that Paul said in Romans.
和他在加拉太书上所说的，我已经与基督同钉十字架的，我们可以说是同一件事情的，不同的发表。
And also in Galatians, what he said, I have been crucified with Christ. These two things, we could just say, this is a different expression of the one fact.
但是都带到同一的结果。
Both statements bring us to the same conclusion.
那个结果就是要叫我们把活出基督是我们的生命。
The conclusion is that we should live out the very reality that Christ is our life.
感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
我们弟兄姊妹们都知道，在接受救恩的时候，神在救恩的内容里头给了我们其中有一个成分叫做重生。
When we receive the salvation, one component is that we have been born again.
救恩的内容非常的丰富。
The content of the salvation is so rich.
但其中有一个事实叫做重生。
But in it, there is one fact that
什么叫做重生
？Regeneration. What is regeneration?
我们从具体的情形来说，就是说我们在神那里再接受一个生命。
Concretely speaking, that simply means that we receive another life from God.
这一个生命就是神自己的生命。
And this life is God's life himself.
更具体的说，就是基督的生命。
More concretely speaking,
我们把这个生命接过来的时候，
When we receive this life,
这个生命就在我们的里面已成了我们的生命。
This life now has become our life within.
这个生命就指导着我们整个的生活、工作和一切
And this life leads us in all our living, all every aspect of our life.
那如果我们跟随这一个生命来走,
if we follow this life,
我们是凭着这一个生命来活,
and then we live according to this life,
那我们越活就越靠近神。
The more we live, the more closer we are to Him.
我们越活就把神的自己的性情活在我活出在我们这个人的身上。
And the more we live, we live out the very attributes of God in us.
我们感谢我们的主。
Therefore, we thank our Lord.
为了让弟兄姊妹们更好的掌握着这样的一件事情，就来懂得如何来进入新约。
In order for you to fully come to grip with how to live in the new covenant,
我想先和弟兄姊妹看看使徒们他们所经过的事。
So I would like first to consider the things that the apostles had gone through.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你读过使徒行传，你一定会记得保罗出外传福音的时候的一个经历。
Now, if you have read Acts, I'm sure you will remember Paul's experiences as he gone out for a missionary journey.
那在使徒行传十六章的里面就说到保罗再一次出外传福音。
In Acts 16, we read that here, Paul once again set out for a mission trip.
那起初他又跑到加拉太上美西亚的那个方向走。
First, he was planning to go to Mysia, Upper Galatia.
因为那个地区是从前他在那里服侍过的。
Because he once served in that area.
他也许是要到那边去开放那边的弟兄姊妹们。
Maybe he planned to visit the brothers and sisters there.
但是很有意思。
But it's so interesting.
那我们读那里的读那一段经文的时候。
As we read the passage there.
那是在使徒行传十六章了。
That's in Acts 16.
你就看到一个事情。
And here you see one thing.
保罗是要到那一个地方是服侍主的。
Paul planned to go there to serve the Lord.
但是那里头就说出一件事情来。
But here that event tells us.
他说圣灵既然禁止他。
The Holy Spirit forbid him to go there.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意的这一个。
Take heed, beloved.
当保罗又为着福音的缘故出去到那个地区。
Paul went to that district for the sake of the gospel.
那个地区有没有需要呢？
Was there any need in that area?
按人来看，都有需要。
According to man's perspective, yes, there was much need.
那保罗也就看到那里有需要，我就到那去了。
And Paul actually saw the need, that's why he went there.
但是很有意思。
But this is quite interesting
here. 当他这样出去的时候，
As he went out,
圣灵禁止他。
The Holy Spirit forbade him.
我弟兄姊妹，你留意这件事。
So beloved,
圣灵禁止他。
Take note that the Holy Spirit forbade him.
圣灵怎么禁止他呢？
How did the Holy Spirit forbade him?
那现在我先不说了。
I will not dwell on this point.
但是弟兄姊妹，你先记住，圣灵禁止他。
But just remember, beloved, now at this point, the Holy Spirit forbade him.
感谢神，
保罗说， we thank God.
圣灵既然禁止我，那我就不上那去。
Since the Holy Spirit forbids me to go, I will not go there.
我就转一个方向。
So I will turn aside.
而且会我到另外的一个地区。
I will go to another area.
很有意思。
Isn't it interesting here?
当他准备要到腓推尼的一边走的时候。
When he was ready to go to Bithynia.
圣经的记载里头又说了。
And according to the Bible's record.
说什么呢？
What does the Bible say?
又说耶稣的灵却不许。
The Spirit of Jesus does not permit.
那当然，虽然这个字句是不一样，上面是圣灵，这里是耶稣的灵。
Although the wording is different, first is the Spirit, here is the Spirit of Jesus.
是同一件事。
However, this is one event.
但这是做同样的工作。
Paul was doing the same work.
这里是禁止他。
Here he was forbidden.
往那边去的时候，又是禁止他。
As he was going the other direction, he was forbidden again.
那保罗里面就很清楚地觉得。
So very clearly, Paul felt inside.
主对我服侍他的路程不同意。
The Lord did not agree with the journey I planned to set on.
所以主就禁止我。
So the Lord forbade me.
那主要把我领到他要我去的地方。
And he wanted to lead me to the place here where he wants me to go.
因此保罗在这个情形底下，他就不知道那我该上哪里去。
So under this circumstance, he simply did not know where should I go now.
当然，我们很清楚的知道，保罗一定在主的面前仰望主。
Very clearly, we are sure that Paul.Lifted up the whole thing to God.
主啊，你在这里禁止我。
Lord, since you're forbidding me here.
你在那里也禁止我。
And there you told me not to go.
那就你要我去哪里？
Exactly where you want me to go.
他在主的面前实在有个等候的心吗？
So in the presence of the Lord, he did have a heart to wait. And we thank the Lord.
主就给他知道。
The Lord gave, let him know.
主怎么让他知道呢？
How did the Lord let him know?
那天晚上他就看到在异象里头，主给他看到了。
On that night, in a vision, the Lord showed him.
一个腓立比人来到那里，对他说：“到我们这里来。”
A Philippian in that vision told Paul to come and help us.
弟兄姊妹，我们留意。
So, brothers and sisters,
从地理环境上面来看的话
，take note that geography.
保罗原来要准备往东北走。
Paul was planning to go. Northwest.
那结果现在神带领他呢，是要到西方走。
Now the northeast. Now the Lord led him to the westward.
我们从保罗这个行程上面，我们就看到。
So from Paul's journey, we could see.
福音从亚洲传进欧洲，就是从那一次开始。
It is starting from then that the gospel was preached from into Asia from Europe.But when Paul took on this journey,
不是保罗自己在那里定规。
It's not Paul that who made all the decisions.
乃是他在那里非常清楚的去经历到是主在那里做他调度。
And very clearly he understood that the Lord is dispatching him.
那从这一件事上面，弟兄姊妹，你回头来看，保罗在加拉太书上面所说到，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，是什么意思了
？Now, if you come back to the statement Paul made that it is no longer I who live, and it is Christ who lives within, then you will understand what he meant.
虽然保罗那个时候所说的是他的侍奉。
Although Paul was talking about his service at that point.
但是这是一个原则。
However, this is a principle.
我们进到新约里头的时候。
When we come into the new covenant.
生活也好。
Be it your living.
工作也好。
Your work.
工作也好。
Whether it's your work.
服事也好。
Be it your service.
一切事情都好。
Whatever the things are in consideration.
他在寻求。我必须要活在是主在那里做我的引导。
We have to live in this kind of state in which the Lord is our guide.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹必须要看到一件事。
Beloved, you have to know this.
这个不是单单保罗一个人的学习，或者说他的特殊的经历。
It's not this incident is not Paul's personal experience or learning.
这是一个在新约里头活的那个原则。
This should be the very principle as to how to live in the new covenant.
给主带到新约里头的人。
Everyone who has been led into the new covenant.
我们都是应该如此来学习。
We all should learn in such a way.
因为我们的主。是把我们带到一个地位，那个地位叫做在基督里。
Because the Lord has led us to this particular position, that is, you are in Christ.
那既然我们是在基督里
，Since we are in Christ,
我们的一切的表现就必须就是表现出基督的自己。
Every manifestation of our life should be expressing the Lord Himself.
我先说这一句话。
Let me make one statement.
弟兄姊妹，当你接受救恩的时候
，Beloved, when you receive the salvation,
我们实在需要主给我们一个很清楚的带领。
We really need the Lord to give us such a clear leading.
让我们知道救恩的目的是什么。
So we know what's the purpose of His salvation.
那我常常和弟兄姊妹提到
，I often mention this to brothers and sisters.
救恩不是停止在不至灭亡反得永生。
Salvation never stays at the a stage that you're not died but have everlasting life.
不是灭亡反的永生，是我们进入救恩的起点。
Yes, you will not perish but have everlasting life. This is the starting line for you to enter into our salvation.
而不是终点。
It's never the final line.
那每一个进入救恩里的人，
Everyone who has gone into the salvation,
不管你信主的背景是怎么样,
regardless of your background,
也不管你信主的时候, 你实际的光景是怎么样,
regardless of the true conditions when you first believed in him,
在救恩的里边, 主给我们的一个结局, 乃是与主一同显现在荣耀里。
In salvation, the common outcome for all of us is that we will,we will appear in glory together with him.
那这个是神，我们进到救恩里头的人所必须知道的。
So all of us who have gone into the salvation must know this.
不是上天堂的问题。
It's not of the issue of going to heaven.
进入神的荣耀的问题。
It's the issue of entering into God's glory.
弟兄姊妹们，如果有时间的话，我们弟兄姊妹必须把它弄清楚。
Beloved, time permitted, I would like to make this clear, with all of you.
你进到天堂里，如果你不是与主一同得荣耀的话，这个天真进天堂是没有什么意思的。
If you do go into heaven, but if you do not receive the same glory as the Lord, this going to heaven means nothing.
因为我们的主与我们看到
Because,
他救赎的恩典是要把我们带回到他起初造人的那一个定义。
Because our salvation according to the Lord is to bring us back into the original purpose when he first created us.
那好，我继续再从保罗的身上再来说一些问题。
Now let me continue on as this matter pertaining to Paul.
那么当我们读加拉太书的时候
呢， Regulations.
我们又看到在保罗在加拉太这个地方又发生一件事。
Something also happened in this district of Galatia.
在刚才他在亚洲到欧洲的那一个行程上面，那是他个人的事。
Now, from the journey from Asia to Europe, this is Paul's personal business.
现在在加拉太所发生的事情呢，就不是个人的事。
But the very thing that happened in Galatia is not personal.
是牵涉到一个神自己整个的那个真理的活出来的事。
It involves the very thing concerning this living out of the truth of God.
那么他在加拉太地方发生什么事情呢？
So what happened in the district of Galatia?
起初他在加拉太这一带的地方和弟兄姊妹们有非常好的交通的生活。
Originally, and Paul has such wonderful life in fellowship with those who
are sisters. 很实在的摸到什么叫做教会的见证。
Very concretely, they actually touch upon what is this called, the testimony of the church.
但是后来有一些事情发生了。
But later on, something happened.
什么事情呢？
So what is the
story? 从耶路撒冷那边就来了一些弟兄姊妹。
From Jerusalem, some brothers and sisters came.
那这些在耶路撒冷教会的弟兄姊妹们，他们是受那个律法的那个影响，还没有完全的脱掉。
These brothers and sisters from the Jerusalem church.Were still under much impact of the Old Testament laws. They never got rid of them yet.
那他们就来到加拉太这地方的时候，
When they came to this district of Galatia,
那他们就把耶路撒冷的那边的那个律法的那种拘制啊，也带到加拉太来了。
So they brought the same tendency observed by the law into this area.
就是人没有到加拉太以前，弟兄姊妹们非常和谐的活在主面前。
Before they came over to Galatia, brother and sister lived in harmony.
而且最大的区别就是说，他们不再分犹太人，也不再分是 外邦人。
The most outstanding characteristic is that there was no longer any distinction about between the Jews and Gentiles.
他们只知道一件事情。
The only thing they knew is,
我们都是在基督里的人。
We are now all in Christ.
所以他们有个非常和谐的那个交通的生活。
So they have such a harmonious fellowship and life.
非常合宜的敬拜在神的面前。
They worship God in His presence so properly.
但是当这些鼓吹那个律法的那个倾向的人来到以后，
When those people who advocated this law came over,
就把他们拆毁了。
They kind of scattered this harmony.
他们看我们犹太人怎么可以跟外邦人混在一起。
And they said, we Jews, how could we mix up with all the Gentiles?
他们就要在这里要和外邦的弟兄们来分开了。
So they wanted to make a distinction between the Jews and all the Gentile brethren.
这样的一个影响不但是影响了很多的神的儿女。
This impact not only reached so many of children of God.
我们读加拉太书的时候，我们都看得清楚。
And even when we come to read the Galatians, we see it very
clearly. 连彼得都受了影响。
Even Peter was affected.
连巴拉巴都也受了影响。
Barnabas was affected also.
彼得是大使徒。
Peter was a great apostle.
巴拿巴也是早期的使徒。
Barnabas was counted as an early apostle.
都是在神面前被神很用的，神的。
Those were highly used vessels in the sight of God.
那尤其是这彼得。
Especially Peter.
而主对说，我要把天国的钥匙交给你，只有你去开门。
Jesus said this to Peter that I will give you the key to the kingdom of heaven.
现在在加拉太这个地方呢？
And what about in this area at Galatia now?
好像彼得也没有办法在这里按照主的心意来活了。
As though Peter himself wasn't able to live according to God's will.
弟兄姊妹们，彼得一方面是他是很早做使徒的。
Beloved, Peter on the one hand had become an apostle very early.
第二，弟兄姊妹们，你也很清楚的知道，彼得在神的面前那个属灵的经历也是非常丰富的。
On the other hand, beloved, you also know that Peter's spiritual experiences were so rich.
尤其是要从律法进入恩典，要从犹太人的小圈子进到神的众儿女。
Especially at the time when disciples were about to enter from the law into grace, from that small circle of Jews into all the Gentiles.
彼得是有个特殊的经历的。
Peter did have this very peculiar experience. Beloved, do you recall this?
他在那里祷告的时候，
As he was praying there,
他在从主那里下来的一块大布里面有各种的那个地上的动物，神就告诉他说，彼得起来宰了去。
A great cloth descending from God. In it there were all kinds of animals, and God told Peter, Peter, rise and kill and eat.
接连三次让彼得来面对那一个呼叫。
Three times God allowed Peter to face that kind of calling from God.
神的目的是什么？
Was God's purpose on
this? 神的目的很清楚告诉彼得。
God's purpose was clear.
神所悦纳的，你不能把他们看作是与你们无关的。
What God has accepted, never regarded as anything having nothing to do with it.
那所以我说彼得他是有经历的。
That's why I said that Peter had this experience.
但是奇怪，在哥罗，在加拉太的那个地方，他竟然也会受到这一种情绪的影响。
Isn't that strange? In Galatia, Peter should be affected by this kind of emotion.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你不去细细去注意，你觉得也没有什么很特殊。
Beloved, if you do not pay close attention to this, you probably think this is no big deal.
你细细留意的时候，你就发觉这个事情是非常不简单。
But once you notice this, you know this is not a simple thing.
怎么可能在一个使徒的身上来出现这样的问题？
How could this problem happen in a person called an apostle?
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神让保罗里面是很清楚。
God allowed Paul to see this very
clearly. 他就把这个事情跟彼得说，彼得，虽然你是大使徒。
And so Paul said this to Peter, Peter, even though you're the great apostle.
但是我不得不告诉你。
But I can't but tell you.
你这样的做法不是主的心思。
Your doing is not according to God's will.
弟兄姊妹们。
Beloved.
如果你是彼得。
If you were Peter.
你怎么反应？
What would you react to this?
当然我们可以有很多种反应。
Of course, we come up with various reactions.
不高兴的反应是头一个。
The first reaction might be you're not happy.
他心里会想。
Peter might think in his heart.
我蒙恩的时候，你彼得还你保罗还不知道在哪里。
When I was saved by grace, where were you, Paul?
现在你来跟我说这样的话。
Now you turn around to tell me this.
感谢神。
But thank God.
彼得没有。
Peter did not.
彼得是错了。
Peter was wrong.
但是彼得在保罗一个劝告的底下。
And under this exhortation from Paul.
他立刻就知道。
Right away, Peter knew.
现在活的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
是主在我里面活着。
But the Lord lives in me.
我这样和外邦的弟兄们分开，我错了。
I was wrong to make such a distinguishing.
他没有跟保罗在那次有顶撞。
Gentile, so he did not oppose.
更宝贝的一件事情。
The more precious thing is.
弟兄姊妹们，如果按照人的眼光来看，保罗这一次对。彼得所做的事情是一个最大的顶撞。
Beloved, from man's perspective, what Paul did this time was the greatest opposition against Peter.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这一个事情没有在保罗的心思里面留下有任何的痕迹。
This thing never left any trail in the heart of Peter.
尤其是弟兄姊妹，你读到彼得后书的时候。
Especially when you read Second Peter.
你留意到彼得是怎样在那里尊重保罗在神面前所接受的。
Then you notice how Peter respected the very ministry that Paul had received from God.
他说保罗弟兄所领受的许多关乎神奥秘的隐秘的事情，你们要好好的留心。
Peter said you have to take heed of all the things that our brother Paul had received from God regarding all those mysteries.
那我们在保罗的身上看见基督的生命是如何在那里带领着保罗。
And here we see how Paul, Christ's life had been leading Paul.
同样的，在彼得的身上，我们也一样的看见基督的生命是怎样的带着彼得。
Likewise, we also see how Christ's life was leading Peter.
我们感谢赞美我们。
So we have to thank and give
thanks. 在当年的使徒们，他们在主的面前的行走。他们留下的美好的脚踪。
All of the walking of those apostles in those days have left us such wonderful footprints.
让神的儿女看见，你怎么样可以活在新约的里面。
It allows God's children to see, to know how you could actually live in the new covenant.
不是根据传统。
Not according to tradition.
当然就是不根据习惯。
Of course, not according to custom.
也不是根据个人的爱好。
Or according to personal liking.
所有的根据只有一件事情。
All the basis is based upon one.
乃是神自己的心思。
Fact that is the heart's desire of God.
我们感谢我们的神。
So we thank our God.
如果我们真的是懂得怎样要活在新约的里面呢？
If we really want to know how to live in the new covenant.
用具体的话来说。
In a very concrete term.
我们一直是寻求。只要知道神自己的心思，我们就按照神的心思来跟随。
We have to continue to pursue after God's own mind, and according to that mind, that's how we walk.
那当然，这个是我们从使徒们他们这一方面看到他们留下的榜样。
Now this is what we see for, all the examples left by these apostles.
从保罗的身上，他知道我怎样 脱离我自己的心肠和感觉，跟随主。
In Paul, he knew how I could get rid of all my own tendencies, my likings, my own sensation to follow the Lord.
在保罗的身上，你也看到我怎样要脱离传统，脱离那个习惯来跟随主。
In Paul, you could also see how he would rid of all the habits of his to follow the Lord.
那我们现在就碰到一个很具体的问题了。
So here we come to a very concrete question.
我们怎么样才能知道主的意思？
So how can we know the will of God?
那好叫我们懂得来跟上去。
So that we know how to keep up with him.
他说如果我们说我们像彼得像保罗他们都我们都成了使徒，那要有那么高的属灵的感触觉的时候，那我们就很容易就领会到主的心思。
We would say, well, if we were like Peter and Paul with all those spiritual senses, and it would be very easy on our part to touch upon his mind.
但是很可惜我们不是使徒。
But it's quite a shame, we're not apostles.
并且不单是不是使徒，并且我还是才信主不久的弟兄和姊妹。
Not only that the fact that we're not apostles, we are brothers and sisters who just believe in the Lord.
那我们怎么能活在这样的这个光景里呢？
So how can we live in such a state?
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
主是引领神的儿女们怎么活在他的面前。不是因为你是使徒，所以就比你学多一点。
As the Lord leads His children in the sight of Him, it's not based upon the fact that you are apostles, so I'll give you more learning.
啊，你不是使徒，所以你就少学一点。
Since you are not apostles, you probably will learn less.
没有。
No.
我们的主没有做这样的定义。
No, our Lord has never made
that counsel. 因为他在救恩里面拯救我们的时候。一直是不管你是怎么样，我一再提到这个事情，他是要把我们带回他起初造人的目的。
Now time again, I've mentioned this. Once you are in the salvation, His purpose is for us to lead us back to His original purpose.
那因此他在拯救我们的时候
，So when He saves us,
在我们重生的这一个事实的上面
，At the very fact of our regeneration,
主给我们非常宝贝的。又是什么事情呢？
Some precious thing God has shown us.
啊，或者我们说清，我说清楚一点。
Or to make it even clearer.
在我们接受救恩的时候。
When we receive the salvation.
神把多少的那个属灵的恩典显明在我们的身上呢？
How much of this spiritual grace has already made manifest in us?
除了我们的地位和身份改变以外，
Apart from our status and position,
这就是我们的那个地位的改变呢？
Apart from the change of our position and status,
重生是我们的生命上的改变呢？
And apart from the change of our life at our regeneration,
那么除那还有一个身份上的改变，就是
就
我们成为神的儿女，这又也是一个身份上的改变。
There is another change of our status, that is we now have become children of God.
我们看见救恩是包括了好多的内容。
Therefore, we see the salvation encompasses so much in content.
但是神不单是叫我们只有外面的身份的地位的那些改变。
But not only does God allow us to have the change of our position or status,
他也叫我们的里面也给我们有好大的那一个改变。
He also gives us this inward great change.
感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise the Lord.
那为了我们交通进，我们怎么活在新约的那个实际里头。
In order to fellowship on the theme, how to live in the reality of the new covenant, I just want to highlight two things.
头一件事情
First,
救恩是让基督做了我们的生命。
Salvation enables Christ to be our life.
第二件事情
Second,
基督，对不起，救恩也让圣灵 住在我们的里面，与我们一直维持那一个关系，直到我们见主面的。
Salvation enables Holy Spirit to indwell us and continue to maintain the same relationship until we see the Lord.
说的更具体一点，就是说圣灵住要成为住在我们的里面，做我们的帮助，一直到永远。
To make it more concrete, this indwelling Holy Spirit will become our guide, our help, and all the way up into eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你可以知道了。
So beloved, you should know now.
你不是使徒。
You are not apostle.
但是我问你。
But as I ask you.
你有没有基督的生命？
Do you have Christ alive within?
你不能说没有。
You cannot say that you don't.
除非你不是真实的蒙恩得救的人。
Unless you are not truly saved.
你如果真是一个蒙恩得救的人。
If you are truly the one saved by
His grace. 你这个答案是肯定的。
Your answer should be affirmative.
你有没有基督的生命？
Do you have Christ alive?
那个答案是只有一个。
The answer is only one.
有。
Yes.
另一个问题。
Now another question is.
你既然是蒙恩得救的。
Since you are saved by His grace.
那你里头有圣灵没有？
Is there...The Holy Spirit, does He dwell with you? And you say, I'm not sure.
因为你听到有一些很喜欢追求圣灵工作的人，就是说，你必须要有特殊的经历才能证明你有圣灵。
Now, you're not sure because you heard the others.Who love to pursue the work of the Holy Spirit say that you have to have special experiences.
这个讲法是人的道理。
This kind of teaching is man's doctrine.
不是神的话所与我们。
It's not what God says, not what we have come to understand.
神的话是给我们看到。
God's word shows us.
我们信主的时候。
When we believe in the Lord.
我们的主就把圣灵赐给我们。直到永远与我们同住。
The Lord has given us this Holy Spirit who will abide with us forever into eternity.
那么因此第二个问题就是说，弟兄姊妹，你有没有圣灵？
So the second question is, brother and sister, do you have the Holy Spirit?
你不能说没有。
You cannot say, no, I don't.
我们说有。
We say we do.
乃是根据主神的应许。
This is based upon God's promise.
这个不仅是一个应许。
Not only is this a promise.
这也是我们亲身有的经历。
But this is our real personal experience.
这个最简单的问题就是。
So the simplest question is.
你没有信主以前，你根本不知道什么叫做罪。
The simply issue is before you believe in the Lord, you knew nothing about sin.
就算你有道德的感觉，你觉得那个事情不太好，但是你没有罪的。那一个领会在那里。
Even though you had this ethical sense, you would say, well, this is not a good thing. You did not have the feeling of sin. But after you're saved,
什么是罪，什么不是罪，你自己有了标准。
Now you have your very standard as to what is called sin, what is not.
而这个标准不是别人加给你。
And this standard is not being forced upon you by others.
自己亲自很清楚地知道。
It is you yourself know it clearly.
同时这样的一个知道也能叫你毫无保留地伏在神的面前说，神啊，我实在是一个罪人。
And because of this knowing, so you will completely fall before God saying, God, I'm a sinner.
你看到了，我们每个蒙恩得救的人，基督的生命我们有。
So beloved, see it here, every one of us who has received the salvation has Christ alive.
圣灵的内住我们有。
And also we have the indwelling Holy Spirit.
感谢赞美神。
So we praise and thank God.
我们的主就用着他的话来给我们去注意。
Our God allows us through His word to pay attention to this.
我们怎么可以进到新约的那个实际里头的？
So how do we come into the reality of the new covenant?
就借着基督做我们生命的这一件事情。
It's through the very thing, matter that Christ is our life.
同时也借着圣灵在我们里面居住的这一件事。
And also through the very fact that the Holy Spirit indwells us.
弟兄姊妹，我提在这里是提到这两方面的事。
Beloved, I mentioned about the two matters.
但是我必须让弟兄姊妹们你很清楚的该 从神的话的里头看到。
But beloved, I want you to see this clearly according to God's word.
这两件事情是从不同的方面来说出同一件事。
These two matters are actually two perspectives talking about the same thing.
从基督做生命来说，那是说到从基督这一方面来怎么领我们进入神自己的恩典。
In terms of Christ as our life, is speaking in terms of Christ, how he would lead us as our life.
从圣灵这方面来看，我们仍然是看到圣灵是怎么管理着我们的心思和意念，来让我们活在新约的实际里头。
From the perspective of the indwelling Holy Spirit, we see how He rules over our thinking, our thoughts, so that we will be able to live in the new covenant.
用主的话来说明这个事情。
According to the Lord's own word,
不管是基督的生命也好，是圣灵的管理也好。
Be it the life of Christ or the ruling of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的管理在约翰一书里边，他就说到，那个就是恩膏的教训。
As to the ruling of the Holy Spirit, in 1 John we read, this is the anointing.
那里就特别的指出那个新约的特色。
That place especially points out the very characteristics of the
New Covenant. 就是说的圣灵会亲自来领着我们去认识神的喜悦。
It teaches that the Holy Spirit himself will lead us to come to know the likings of God.
用不着别人的催促管理。你自己在那里就有一个催促。
You don't need this urging and ruling from others. You yourself will come up with this prompting.
基督做生命乃是用着基督的生命在我们里面所发出的那一个反应，来让我们知道我们是走在一个什么的路上面。
Christ is our life tells us that through the reaction of this life, we will actually know exactly whether we walk in the way of the Lord.
是主喜悦的,
is it pleasing to the Lord
主不喜悦的,
or displeasing to Him?
你自己完全可以知道,
you yourself will come to full understanding.
来提醒你,
you don't need others to remind you. So we thank the Lord.
哥罗西书上面所提到的那一个,
that's what a Colossians says.
哥罗西书那里提什么呢?
What does it say there?
他说,
and Colossians
又要叫基督的平安在你们里面做主。
Let the peace of Christ rule in you.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
他既然是我们的生命。
Since he is our life.
对一切的事物的接触，他那在那里都有情感上的反应，情绪上的反应。
Any contact we have with many things, it will give up to this kind of emotional reaction.
如果主的反应是对的,
if this reaction from the Lord is right,
我们里面就没有难处。
If this reaction from the Lord is right, then we have no difficulties within us.
如果我们里面的那个反应是不平安的。
However, if this
说清楚一点，如果不是主自己的心思。
If this reaction on our part is not having peace, not from the will of God, to make it even clearer.
主在我们里面过不去的。
And it says that the Lord within us does not allow it to pass.
如果主在我们里面过不去。
If the Lord does not allow it to pass in us,
那我们这个人能过得去吗?
Then can we pass it on our own part?
我们说常常说外面的事情就是可以给我们很多的压力。
We often say that so many external things give us so much pressure.
现在的那个不舒畅是从你里面出来的，比外面的压力还要难受。
Now you have this inward uneasiness, which is even harder to bear from the outward pressure.
感谢主。
We thank
the
Lord.
主的话就在那里提醒我们。
And the Lord's word reminds us.
要学习一个功课。
We have to learn one lesson.
让基督的平安在我们里面做主。
Let the peace of Christ rule in you.
那这个是从基督做我们的生命这一方面来学习的。
This is the lesson we need to master in terms of Christ in our life.
但是另一方面呢?
But on the other hand,
神也说到，你要有 服在那个恩膏的教训的底下。
The Lord says that you have to submit to the anointing.
什么叫做恩膏的教训？
So what is this anointing?
那就是圣灵在我们里面对我们所接触一些事物的时候所给我们的那个属灵上的感觉。
That is the spiritual sense that the Holy Spirit gives you as you encounter many things and matters outwardly.
也是一样的。
It's the same principle.
你在众人面前做对了。
Before the Lord, if you do right,
圣灵也是喜乐了。
The Holy Spirit is pleased.
你也喜乐了。
Then you're joyful.
你在面前走，在主面前走错了。
But if you take a wrong turn before the Lord,
圣灵觉得在那里背个重担。
As though the Holy Spirit is carrying such a heavy load.
如果圣灵在你里面背一个重担，那你能舒服吗？
If the Holy Spirit carries such a heavy load in you,
你没办法能舒服。
Will you feel easy? You will never feel very comfortable.
不管是从圣灵的那一个方面去看也好，从基督的平安来看也好。
So whether you view the matter from the point of the Holy Spirit or from the point of Christ, it all leads us to the very beginning of Romans.
属灵的事情,
spiritual things.
如果在神面前是对的,
if they are right before God,
那一定是从里面出来的,
those things must come from within.
那也就是说出我们作为一个是活在新约里边的人，我们要留意神在我们里面的管理和带领。
It also teaches that all of us who live in the new covenant, we have to take heed of the inward leading and ruling from the Lord.
我们就根据里面的那个带领来决定我们生活、工作、行走、侍奉、追求各方面的事情。
It is based upon this inward leading that we make decisions on our walking, our services, and many other aspects of life.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常基本又是明确的，是主自己的带领。
Brothers and sisters, what I said is a very basic, clear-cut leading from the Lord.
那我说的更清，再清楚一点。
I want to make it even clearer.
那不管是基督的平安也好
be it the peace of Christ
是圣灵的引导也好
or the leading of the Holy Spirit
他这从基督的平安或是恩膏的教训所带出来的那一个属灵上的反应是有根据的
the spiritual reaction from the peace of Christor from the anointing always has a basis.
而不是凭着我们自己的喜欢爱好来决定的。
It's never according to our own tendencies, our liking, our habits.
那根据是什么呢？
So what is that a basis?
那因为如果你看哥罗西书的话，
If you read Colossians,
你看到整个的事情和一个事情，连接得很紧的。
The whole Colossians is so closely related to one specific event.
你们要用尽各种各样的方法把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在你们的里边。
The matter is that you should let the word of Christ dwell in you richly by all means.
在恩膏的教训那一方面呢
？As to the anointing，
你留意到恩膏的教训是根据什么呢
？Do you notice that what is the very foundation of the anointing？
那仍然是根据在神面前神所给我们学习的话。
It's the same. It's based upon the word that God wants us to learn in the.In his sight.
因为你留意到恩膏的教训这一段的话是根据哪什么开始的呢
Take heed. Where does this anointing, this passage start from?
你们从前所听见的道
The passage begins with the word you have heard.
如果常存在心里
If they abide in you.
你们就可以常住在主里面
Then you could abide in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
So beloved.
你留意
Take heed here.
主的话在我们的身上就成了我们的那个一切的引导的那一个印证或者说是和 根据。
The Lord's word has become the very proof and also leading of the Lord.
不管是基督的平安也好，恩膏的教训也好。
Whether it is the anointing or the peace of Christ,
他们所显出来的那一个带领，定规是把神所说过的真理的话显明在我们的里头。
Their leading is to make it known in us the word that the Lord has already spoken.
就像我们这样活出来的时候
So if we live according to this way
但说的那个结果呢
What would be the outcome of our living
就是你住在主里面
That is you will abide in the Lord
我们感谢赞美我们的
神 So we really thank and praise our God
时间是非常有限
Our time is so limited
虽然在这一方面我应该还有很多的话和弟兄姊妹们来说
Even though I have so much more to share with you on this point,
但是时间是不允许我，
和弟兄姊妹
说太多了。
Does not allow us to fellowship more on this point.
但是我必须要和弟兄姊妹们提到一件事情。
But I have to mention this to you, brothers and sisters.
因为我们现在是特别留意到，我们要活进新约的里头。
Because it is our intention to be able to live in the new custom.
新约和旧约的那个区别，我们在表面上已经留意到了。
On the surface, we have noticed the distinction between the new and old covenant.
但弟兄姊妹们，对于新约和旧约，还有一方面我们不能忽略的。
But there is another aspect that, beloved, we should never overlook.
如果我们能把这些都更清楚地领会过来
，If we could fully comprehend all these,
弟兄姊妹你就很清楚的
，Beloved。You should know this clearly.
为什么我们必须要活在新约里
You should know this clearly that that's why we have to live in the new covenant. We thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹，回想我们所交通过的话
Beloved, recall what we have shared.
我相信弟兄姊妹们一定能有一个感觉
I believe you will all come to the same conclusion.
旧约和新约从大前提来说都是神要把人带回他原来造人的目的。
The common sense is that be it new covenant or old covenant, the general purpose is to bring us back before God.
但是旧约和新约的那个结果。
But the outcomes of the new covenant and old covenant.
具体的在人这一方面领会的那个结果。
When I say that the outcome that our concrete apprehension of this.
神给我们看见不一样。
God shows us that the outcome is different.
说不一样不是说不同。
It's different, but I do not mean different in essence.
而是旧约的神给他们所看到的没有那么完整。
It's not saying that, the thing that the old covenant shows them is not that complete.
在新约的，如果主我们真知道主在新约里头所做成功的，我们就知道神的所有的丰富都完全在新约的里面来发表出来。
If we really could see what the Lord has accomplished, we know that all the intent of God's heart has now been made manifest in this new covenant.
我想这样说，弟兄姊妹就容易领会了。
Maybe I should put it in this way so you could understand it easily.
旧约
Old covenant.
从国度开始
Starting from the kingdom.
从国度的应许开始
Starting from the promise of the kingdom.
耶稣在国度的显明
And at the manifestation of the kingdom.
那就是说，如果旧约的事情，那旧约的以色列他们的事情能很顺利的做成的话呢，那也就是他们从国度的应许开始，到国度在地上显出就结束了。
If they could successfully accomplish what's shown in Old Covenant, then The end would be that starting from the kingdom and to the end, that it will be clearly seen.
那弟兄姊妹你注意
But here, brothers and sisters,
当主给我们提到新约的时候
When the Lord mentions the new
covenant, 我们看的是承接着旧约
We see that
整个神的那一个启示来 接上去的。
We see that is actually linked to the revelation in the Old Covenant, and this is how they are connected. We could still say the same thing. It starts from the promise of the kingdom. But it does not stay at the appearing of the kingdom on earth at the end. Here we clearly see it.
在新约的里头,
a new covenant.
主不但是叫我们看见国度,
not only does the Lord allow us to see the kingdom,
主继续把我们带到最末后,
He also continues to lead us toward the very end.
就是那个以后的永远的开始。
That's the very beginning of the eternity.
那是什么?
Then what is it?
新天新地。
The new heaven and new earth.
那不，并且从神整个的那个计划的执行的过程上面来说。
And through the whole process of God's execution of His counsel,
你在旧约时看见。
In the Old Testament,
从国度应许的开始，就在地上要建立国度。
Starting from the promise of the kingdom, God wanted to establish this kingdom on earth.
但是在新约里边,
But in this new covenant, God says,
我们先要完成这个国度的事实。
Now we have to first accomplish the very reality of the kingdom.
但是不停止在国度。
But we do not stay at this point. We will continue to move on into the completion of God's eternal purpose.
那在这里面呢，就有一些事情我们要留心了。
Now in the midst of this whole, some things we have to pay attention to.
为什么我们现在要回到神那个新约的心思里？
We would ask, why do we have to come back to the mindset of the new covenant of God?
弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事情。
So beloved, you see one thing here.
当主借着救恩把我们带到国度的时候。
Through salvation, when God leads us into the kingdom.
你留意到。
Do you notice?
国度怎么可以恢复过来呢?
How could the kingdom be actually restored?
弟兄姊妹们,
Beloved,
这就和那个新约的那个实际有直接的关系。
This is directly related to the reality of the new covenant.
这个新约的实际的那个关系是在旧约里头没有的。
And this direct relationship with the new covenant is not shown in the old covenant. Let me mention it very briefly.
弟兄姊妹，你可以按照这样的一个事实自己去寻找。
Now, beloved, according to the fact that I have laid out to you, you search it out yourself.
救恩如何能叫国度进来呢?
How could the salvation enable to usher in the kingdom?
弟兄姊妹都知道。
Beloved, you all know this.
国度能不能在地上显现?
Whether the kingdom could appear on earth,
就基于一个事实。
Depends on one fact.
主能不能再来?
That is, whether the Lord can return again.
当然主一定要再来。
Of course the Lord will return.
所以国度的显明也是不必有疑问的。
So we don't have any question about the appearing of the kingdom.
但是像我们感觉比较困惑一点的是
But what's puzzling on our part
主再来是一定的
Yes, although his coming is for sure
但是什么时候能再来
But when will he come?
感谢神
Thank God
这个秘密就是在这里
Here comes the secret
为什么我们要回到新约的那一个具体的操练的里边
Why is it we have to come back to the very concrete practice in the new covenant?
这是这个很重要的关键。
This is such a vital pivot point.
因为在新约的里头。
Because in the new covenant.
神借着救恩。
Through the salvation.
要为基督预备，从一个方面来说，预备教会基督的身体。
From one perspective, God wants to prepare this body of Christ.
从另一方面来说，要为基督预备一位心腹。
From another perspective,That, from another perspective, that God wants to prepare this bride for Christ.
是基督的身体也好，是基督的心腹也好。
Be the body of Christ or the bride.
都是从不同的方面来指着一个事实。
These two perspectives only appoint to one fact.
那是什么事实呢?
So what is the reality?
那是神的教会。
That is the church of God.
那也就是说。
And it also says.
但神的教会能按照神的心思来长大成熟。
When God's church is able to grow up to mature according to His will,
基督的身体就长成,
then the body of Christ will mature.
基督的基督就装饰整齐,
and then the bride will be prepared and adorned. And when we come to this day, then the kingdom
appeared.
But if we never reach to this day, our Lord cannot come. The kingdom will not appear. So, beloved, when you see this very key point, then we notice, we will never stay any longer in the principle of covenant. We have to pursue to live in the reality of the new covenant. This is all because for the opening of the very pathway to His eternal purpose.
我们仰望主,
we simply lift up our eyes to Him.
给我们有明确的吸引, 好叫我们知道我们现在的追求, 我们的服侍, 我们的敬拜, 我们是为了什么的原因,
That He would show us this very clear appealing that would enable us to understand why our service, our pursuit, our living is conducted in this specific way. In all these sharing, my point is to have you focused on this new covenant.
不过感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹在这方面你被主吸引住的话,
if you are so attracted by the Lord in these aspects,
最近这一年多两年将所到弟兄在各个地方里边和弟兄姊妹们交通一直围绕着
Maybe you noticed that in the last 2 years, Brother Stephen Kong's sharing always focused on one thing.
弟兄们也都把它印成了那个好多的比小册要大一点，那不是书还没有完全的合成。
That the point is God's eternal purpose, and all these sharings have now been published in medium-sized booklets.
一部分叫做属灵操练的基本认识和操练。
One booklet is titled the basic practice of spiritual experience.
那都是就是围绕着在新约里头我们怎样来活。
It simply surrounds this one very specific topic, that is how do we live in the new covenant.
弟兄姊妹们你可以找到, 可以对弟兄姊妹就会有更丰富更多的那个帮助和提醒在哪里。
If you could locate this booklet, it will give you more help in this spiritual practice.
这是印刷,到目前为止都全是送出去的,但是有没有送完,我不知道,但弟兄姊妹,你有兴趣跟天良,舒适联系一下。
As far as I know, all these booklets are giving out as gifts. I don't know if they run out of the booklets. To find out, you have to check with the Spiritual Bread, the bookstore.
让主给我们在认识新约的这个事实，来确定我们在属灵追求上面的那个方向、道路和我们的目的。
So that we will make sure of our spiritual pursuit in terms of its very directions and the way. Shall we have a little bit more prayer?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在你那荣耀的旨意显明的时候。
Because when your glorious purpose is revealed,
我们没有办法都俯下来向你敬拜。
We can't help but submit to you to worship you.
因为确实是你把我们放在一个何等蒙福的地位。
Because truly you have placed us in such a blessed position.
该做的事情你都替我们做好。
Because you have accomplished all the things that are supposed to be done.
你让我们就是单独的来学习如何来跟随你。
You just want us to learn solely how to follow you.
什么时候让我们接上你，你所做成的一切，你也就毫无保留的赏赐了给我们。
Whenever we are linked to your accomplished works, that you will give to us so freely.
我们向你低头敬拜。
Therefore, we bow our heads and worship.
因为你的心意实在是宝贵。
Because your counsel is so precious.
你所给我们的不是仅仅是一些人眼见的祝福。
What you have given to us is not a visible blessing.
你确实把我们带到神的荣耀的旨意的完成。
You have led us into the completion of God's glorious purpose.
主啊，我们人算什么？
Oh Lord, what are we?
你仅眷顾他。
That you're mindful of us.
你仅让我们在你面前能承受这样大的祝福。
That you allow us to inherit such great blessing.
我们在你面前实在没有别的话好说。
Before you, we simply are speechless.
我们只是说，荣耀颂赞。感谢爱戴都要归给你。
All we could say is to you be the glory and the praises and adoration.
因为你把我们带回起初你造人的那一个定义里。
You have brought us back to the very determined counsel of yours when you first made us.
让我们成为你荣耀的显出。
So that we will be the manifestation of your glory.
也成为你自己权柄。
And we have become your very manifestation of your sovereignty.
主啊，我们实在没有话好讲。
Oh Lord, we simply have no words to say.
我们还是要说荣耀、称颂、感谢、爱戴归给你。
But still, we want to say that to you be all the glory, all thanksgiving, praises, and adoration.
我们将祷告、感谢、奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.